Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final episode of the Parkmanship Podcast in 2021. I'm your co-host, Ryan, and with me is my other co-host, my wonderful co-host, Andrew.
How's it going, Ryan?
It's going pretty well. How are you, Andrew?
Pretty great. A little cold, but, you know, it's about that time of year, so.
Yeah, a cold holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little disappointed there's no snow, but that's... You know, there's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah.
Pretty soon. All right. It is time to our stories of the week. We're doing something a little bit different this week. We're going to be talking about Share the Experience contest. Ryan, do you want to explain what that is?
Yeah, that's correct. So the Share the Experience photo contest is a contest run by the U.S. Department of the Interior, which is the government department that runs National Park Service, the wildlife refuges, the Bureau of Land Management. So all these places where you go out and recreate. And then it's also they do this with the U.S. Forest Service. And what this photo contest does, it rewards photos that are the best all around and in certain categories that were taken on federal land property. So this contest runs every year from summer at some point until December 31st. So this year's edition is coming to an end very, very soon.
About a week now, less than a week.
Yeah. We've done this. We've entered photos in this contest the past few years running, I think.
Yeah. I think they got one of your photos on their Instagram from the Share the Experience contest. So even if you don't win, sometimes it does get featured, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I submitted one photo of sunset on the Appalachian Trail, and they posted that on their social media feed. So even if you don't win, you kind of get recognition in some cases.
Yeah. And they prefer, I don't know if it's true, but I feel like they prefer amateur shots, nothing like super heavy edited.
I don't know. A lot of the winners look pretty professional.
Yeah. Mine always look like they were shot on my phone, which is most of the time. So,
yeah. So, yeah, we've both submitted photos, as we said we normally do. We submit photos again, and you can view our submissions on sharetheexperience.org. There's a search panel on there. If you search our names, Ryan Fernand or Andrew Sweeney, you can see our submissions. You can vote on them as well. So please do that. That's sharetheexperience.org again.
Yeah.
And Andrew, do you have any favorite photos that you want to mention that you've posted?
I only got around to posting one since the beginning, and that was from our trip in Glacier where I took that early morning shot of the boat on the water at Lake Josephine right before Lower Grinnell Glacier Lake.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful area.
Yeah. Previous years, I did a waterfall from Shenandoah, which I can post on our Instagram. It's one of my favorite photos I've taken. It was in the fall, so...
Yep, Hollow Falls, I think that was.
Yep, that was good. That was a good photo. I don't have any like particular photos besides the ones from Glacier this year due to like not being able to visit as many parks as I wanted to due to work.
You got a pretty good tally on the DC trip though.
Yeah, I did take a lot of good photos down there. But there's some crazy pictures on there. I was looking earlier today and there's like some crazy wildlife shots and stuff on the website.
Yeah, a lot of wildlife shots. There's a wildlife category, too, that you can win in.
Okay. You had a couple submissions. Do you have a favorite from this year?
I don't know if I have a favorite, but the one that has the most views on the website right now is my one where I took a photo of a waterfall on the Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park.
Is that the one where it was the crying wall, or was that the eagle lady one?
No, it was neither of these. It was the random one on the road right next to the tunnel.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Because the weeping wall wasn't really weeping when we were there.
No, but there was also, what was the name of the falls you could see from the other side of the road? Bird Woman Falls. I knew it was a bird.
Yeah, you had it.
Yeah. I think those are both good entries. We could post those on our social medias and links to those. I think the link for the Share the Experience will be on our Facebook page at some point before Christmas.
Yes, it will.
All right. Let's go into the main discussion here. We're not really talking about a park. We're talking about the year in review, kind of doing a quick look back. Talk about, you know, our related goals in the new year coming up, where we want to hit, what parks we want to go see. So hopefully next year with COVID, travel will be, I don't know how to describe it.
Better, easier?
Yeah, I guess that's, yeah, less stressful. I think it's going to become more stressful, unfortunately, with rising cases in our area.
Yeah, hopefully it's not so bad in a month.
Yeah. Ryan, what is your goal for next year? I think I know one of them.
Do you want to go through, like, the goals we had for this past year?
If we had let's do that first.
We'll save next year's goals for last.
Yeah. This year's goal, Ryan.
So my goals going into this year, I normally have two national park related goals every year, and they're the same ones. It's to hit 24 new national park sites and hit one new national park. And I guess this year was more or less finally get to Glacier National Park, because I've been wanting to do that and been trying to do that for a couple of years now.
Postponing it due to COVID.
Yeah. You know. Other life issues, family issues.
Yep. So you achieved that one.
I did.
Yeah. So that's good. How many park sites did we hit though?
21.
So that's pretty close.
Which I knew I wasn't going to hit 24 this year, just because of, we were under travel restriction for the first almost a quarter of the year. So I knew it was going to be really tough to do that. So I'm really happy that I got over 20 at least.
Yeah, I am. That's good to hear. My goals this year were at least to go to one new national park and at least 10 national park sites, because due to my work, I don't really have the time to travel because I'm always working. I almost 10 with the DC area and some of the other ones we did. And
I think you did 7.
Yeah, I think it was 7. I did pretty well. Yeah. I think, well, if we get to the Delaware River Gap, as you know, sooner, that'll be 8.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think, for park goals this year, getting the Glacier was a big one. Also, being able to go to one of the new parks park sites that recently opened was the World War One Memorial, which was pretty cool. You know, it's not fully complete.
Oh, that was really cool. Yeah.
I want to see the sculpture, so we'll have to go back next year.
Oh, DC is a great place. We'll definitely go back.
Yep. Going into this year, I have a couple. I know we're going to, I want to hit at least 2 national parks and about 15 national park sites. I know we're hitting Hot Springs National Park.
Yeah, site. Everything goes correctly.
Yeah. We're trying to do it for our birthdays because they're pretty close together. And I'm also trying to go to North Carolina to visit a friend, so I'm going to try and see what park sites I can hit on the way down there.
That's by Blue Ridge Parkway.
Yeah, he's in Raleigh, just outside Raleigh. So I'm hoping it's a couple
definitely gotta be a few in that area.
Yeah. Ryan, what's your park goals for next year? I know we've talked about some of our plans that we want to take.
Yeah, mine are the same as this year. 24 new national park sites and 1 new national park.
Yeah. We're trying to do the Dakotas, right? Is that what we're...
Yes. Yeah, so... the like Badlands area that has in South Dakota, that has a lot of national park sites in the area.
Yep. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for Hot Springs if, you know, the world doesn't shut down.
Yeah.
since everything's getting bad.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Well, I mean, like, 2021 was an interesting year. So, I mean, we should probably talk about transitioning from, like, the kind of severe COVID era. Like, we're still in the COVID era, but ever since the vaccines have come out, it's become easier to travel. Whereas 2020 was such a pain to travel if you could even at all. So, like, I just thought we should talk about transitioning from the severe COVID era to this era where we can travel again. So for me, I didn't have, like, such a big transition because I got over my travel hesitancy in the late summer, early fall of 2020, when I went to Acadia, which is my usual summer vacation. We just did it anyway.
Yep.
And then I did a night in Cuyahoga Valley and a few other national park sites. So really the tough part for me in this transition was kind of just waiting for the state travel restrictions to end, which they finally did in March. And then as soon as those travel restrictions left, I pretty much started traveling again. Like, I went to DC immediately and I saw the Eisenhower Memorial immediately. And then once I got the vaccine, I really kicked into gear and did Utah. And, like, the Utah trip helped me immensely because that, like, got rid of the rest of my fears, because that was the first time I went back into an airport and an airplane again. I'm assuming I had a much easier transition than you did.
Yeah, I think my first flight was Glacier. It wasn't terrible to fly out by myself. One of my things that really stuck out is the mask mandate in certain states where we have traveled are, compared to where we are, they're not taking it seriously. A good example is, do you remember when we were at Glacier and the mask mandate that day? So, you have to wear a mask.
Yes, that was such an interesting thing to witness.
Yeah, and that one guy came up to us and asked us why we were wearing a mask. Do you remember?
Yeah, you know, he said something like, oh, like, this is so stupid. You don't need your mask.
Yeah, and then the ranger told him to put a mask.
Yeah.
I wear my mask because I want to protect not only myself and others. It's just like a courtesy at this point.
Yeah, it's decency.
Yeah, you know, one of my big things is it's if you have to go into a store for 5 minutes, just wear it. It's not that bad.
At this point,
yeah, it's not that bad.
I mean, it might be that we work in retail, so we're required to wear masks all the time, that we might be used to it, but still, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, exactly.
So any more thoughts on that, or is that it?
That's kind of like the big one. Like, gotcha. It wasn't terrible to travel again. Just certain states take it less seriously than others. Montana's like a mix.
I think the fact that we're on federal
property,
and it was required.
And then when we were at,
but I remember when I went to Utah in April, it was kind of whiplash for me coming from the Northeast where everyone was wearing masks to Utah where no one was wearing masks. It was interesting.
Yeah. I remember the airport wasn't terrible. I did learn later, I think it was maybe 2 months ago, the airports stopped serving shots because people would buy 4 shots, so they have an excuse not to wear their mask.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so there's like this thing, I don't remember the publication, it might have been the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, but airlines were they started to cut down back on drinks because people would buy drinks, like multiple drinks, so they wouldn't have to wear the mask the whole flight because they had an excuse of, you know, I have 6 drinks, I gotta finish these, kind of BS. I think recently someone just got kicked off a flight in Florida, no less, for, you know, wearing a thong on their face. So there's definitely certain states that don't take it as seriously. But any federal space I've been in, I've felt pretty confident that, like, I'm in a safe space with COVID and everything. So. Yeah.
So we had two big trips this year, which was the DC and Glacier ones. Do you want to comment on, like, anything that we had to do differently in preparing for those two trips?
I think for Utah, or not Utah, for Montana, we're just talking about Utah. One of the big things is I did get a COVID test done before the flight, I'm pretty sure.
Really? I didn't have to do that.
I did it as a precaution.
Gotcha.
Because I think work at the time was still saying if I would have to self-isolate if I, you know, went to a hot state. But that was not one of them. Another thing for DC, I carried a mask around, but most of the sites were outdoors.
So yeah.
That wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I think for Glacier, there wasn't really any, like, different, like extra preparations we had to do for it. There was just, like, a lot of pressure on getting to Glacier this year for me, just because I think it was, like, the past 3 years we tried to do it and failed.
It's and always been
you were trying to do it with us last year.
Yeah.
And, of course, COVID happened. And, like, when we finally got down, like, 2 weeks beforehand and we're discussing, like, are we really going to do this? It was because of wildfires and not COVID.
Yeah.
The wildfires ended up being the big concern, not COVID.
Yeah.
That was interesting. And then for DC, like, I just had a lot of pressure on myself to have, like get summer started on a really great note, because we went in June, just because we pretty much lost last summer due to COVID. And the only tough part about planning it was the hotel situation, I thought, just because a lot of the amenities at many hotels were still closed. Like, the first hotel we went to, the pool and the restaurant in it were still closed, which, I mean, I would have liked to have gone into a pool, but oh well.
Yeah.
And then the main one in DC that we went to didn't have a pool, but its restaurant was open, but we didn't go because we just ran out of time.
I think we went to that fancy restaurant that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we drove around on scooters.
Yeah, because we were drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
That's why we missed out on the bar in the hotel.
Yeah, yeah. I think we made out like bandits there.
Oh, that was one of my favorite evenings of the year.
100%. Things I would have probably done different for Glacier. I don't think I can think of anything. I didn't really change my routine that much. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I wish I did bring disposable masks, because I forgot one or twice. And then my cloth mask got pretty wet in my backpack when I went underneath that waterfall. So,
even besides these two big trips, would you have done anything differently about this year, national park wise?
No.
No?
No. I would have gone to more parks.
That's a perfect answer.
Yeah. Tried to set up more time to go outside. For mental health reasons, definitely, with everything going on.
That would be the same exact answer I would do. Like, I think I was going outside maybe twice a week, and I would have loved to have done it, like, closer to five times a week and visited, you know, Weir Farm and the Appalachian Trail a lot more than I did.
Yeah. One of my big things, sorry, I was yawning. My big things is the outdoors makes me happiest, definitely. And with, you know, pandemic level stress levels, it feels 100% better when I'm outside, not having to worry about, you know, am I going to have to deal with a customer at work today that doesn't want to wear the mask, or does someone I know get exposed, or do I have to get tested, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of relieves the weight on my mind.
For sure.
So I don't know how, if that's how you feel, just like, as you know, avid park goers and then people that also have, you know, regular jobs, the parks definitely relieve a ton of stress for me personally.
Absolutely. For me too. Yeah.
So, you have any comments? I feel like I've been rambling a little bit.
I think that concludes our discussion on
yeah,
our 2021 goals and what we're looking forward to in 2022.
Yeah. I mean, is there any big news for parks for 2022, Ryan?
I mean, they're getting a lot of funding for once.
Yeah.
A lot of construction going on. A lot of the bigger parks are trying to figure out how to institute like lotteries for entry and stuff. So interesting times.
Yeah. I will say I am looking forward to next year. It means more travels. I'm also excited for our first trip of the year being so early and not like, you know, we usually do a DC trip or something around in March, I feel like.
Yeah, we normally do an early spring trip and then a late summer trip.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Ryan. So let's go into let's talk about our top three park sites we visited in 2021. Maybe a little recap.
Yeah, so my number three for favorite park site I visited in this year, 2021. I'm going with the New River Gorge National Park and Preserve. So for me, this was a tough decision between the New River Gorge and Colonial National Historical Park, which was a really fun summer getaway. But unfortunately, New River Gorge gets the edge because I saw one of my favorite sunrises there. And the gorge, which is the main feature of the park, is just a stunning environment with the numerous trails taking advantage of the views there. So that's my number three. My number two is Zion National Park. It has the world famous Angels Landing Trail. That was a lot of fun, and completing that just gives you such a sense of accomplishment. It's a unique desert environment, and my friend Carlos, who I went with, referred to it as a amusement park for adults, and that's a pretty good description of what Zion National Park is. And then number one, I think this is going to be your number one as well, is obviously Glacier National Park.
Yeah,
with the triple. It was a trip of a lifetime. We stayed at top-notch hotels, saw so much wildlife, and there were some really memorable trails that we did. Hello, Grinnell Glacier Trail. So those were my top three favorite parks I visited in 2021.
Okay. For me, one of my big ones for number three is the new World War I Memorial down in D.C. Cool. Cool to see the start of a new park site, even though it's like it's small, but it's interesting because they showed what the plaque should have looked like. You know what I'm talking about on the back?
Yeah, with the soldiers and stuff. Yeah,
so I want to give us something to look forward to go back at. In next year, hopefully, we'll do a DC trip.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a water-based monument. I love water-based monuments.
Yep. Another part of DC I really liked was the Capitol lawn. This time around, we were there when there was no construction on it, on the Capitol lawn, like that the Washington Memorial. Yeah, the National Mall. Last time we were there, they had the Lincoln Pool half drained, and then they were doing something else. I think they were like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We went 2 years ago. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So seeing it without all the construction going around was pretty cool.
I mean, we saw it in 2016 when we went.
Yeah, it was just cool to see it again with the facelift almost. Number one, definitely Glacier. It's been on my list for a while. It's the only national park I got to visit this year, unfortunately. But it was definitely worth the wait. Definitely want to go back. Definitely a trip of a lifetime because those hotels on park get. Yep. But definitely worth it, though. We'll go back in a heartbeat.
Same. I'm surprised Piscataway Park didn't make your list.
Nope. We still have to go back there so you can get your stamp.
No, I got it at Fort Washington.
Oh, thank God, because we could not find the park for the life of us.
Wait, we did. We found the boat launch.
We found the boat launch, but we didn't find the ranger station or the visitor center, which you say exists, but I don't believe you.
It does. Supposedly does.
Are you sure? Because
I've been told that it exists.
All right. We'll definitely have to find it next time. I will mention I would like to go back to the DC area next year. I do want to go to Shenandoah, not in the fall. That was just something I want to touch upon. I think that's another goal while I'm sitting here thinking about stuff. So,
I also want to go back to Shenandoah to actually stay at the hotels.
Yeah.
Just because I haven't done that yet.
Well, we went into that. Was it a hotel or a stop that had the fancy drinks?
That was a hotel.
That was the hotel?
Yeah, we've eaten at both of the hotels there, but I want to stay at one of them.
Yeah. I do think starting in the year, new year off at a national park is going to be fun if everything goes well.
It's going to be really cool because we haven't done a big, well, not necessarily a big trip, but a trip where we fly so early in the year.
Yeah. Usually it's what we did something in March when we went to California and something. We did March. Was it?
It was Florida. Florida in March.
Florida in March to California in September?
Yeah.
So maybe we can see
Ireland. Ireland in April, I think, right?
That was all 1 year?
No.
Oh, Jesus. I was like, damn. All right. But yeah. Speaking on parks, national parks, I do want to get some World Heritage sites. I think that's a goal I want to add to my list. I don't know if it's going to happen this year with international travel being kind of up in the air at the moment.
Well, Andrew, you did get one this year.
Yep. Glacier National Park. Was it Peace Park?
Waterton and Glacier International Peace Park.
Yep. So, I'm excited. Ryan, any final thoughts for the episode?
No. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and see you all next year.
Yep. All right. And once again, was Parkmanship.